Texte numéro 100. World's first fat tax. What will it achieve? The Danish government's fat tax has caused an international uproar, applauded by public health advocates on the one hand and dismissed on the other as nanny state social engineering gone berserk. Let's look at what Denmark has done. In 2009, its government announced a major tax overhaul aimed at cushioning the shock of the global economic crisis, promoting renewable energy, protecting the environment, discouraging climate change, and improving health, all while maintaining revenues, of course. The tax reforms make it more expensive to produce products likely to harm the environment and to consume products potentially harmful to health, specifically tobacco, ice cream, chocolate, candy, sugar-sweetened soft drinks, and foods containing saturated fats. The current fuss is over the introduction of a tax on foods containing at least 2.3% saturated fat, a category that includes margarine, salad and cooking oils, animal fats and dairy products, but not, thanks to effective lobbying from the dairy industry, fluid milk. The Nordic nation reports enviable health statistics and a social support system beyond the wildest imagination of inhabitants of many countries. Danish citizens are entitled to free or very low-cost childcare, education and healthcare. Cycle lanes and high taxes on cars make bicycles the preferred method for getting to school or work, even by 63% of members of the Danish Parliament. Taxes pay for this through policies that maintain a relatively narrow gap between the incomes of rich and poor. The Danish population is literate and educated. Its adult smoking rate is 19%. Its obesity rate is 13.4%, below the European average of 15%, and a level not seen in the US since the 1970s. Denmark has long used the tax system to achieve health goals. It has taxed candy for nearly 90 years and was the first country to ban trans fats in 2003. But the food taxes are low. In dollars, the taxes will add 12 cents to a bag of crisps and 40 cents to the price of a burger. Surprisingly, given his party's anti-nanny state platform, UK Prime Minister David Cameron is suggesting food taxes to counter the nation's burgeoning obesity crisis. Meanwhile, the US has resisted calls for taxes on sugar-sweetened beverages, not least because the soft drink companies spent millions of dollars on defeating such proposals. Raising taxes is one way to influence consumers, but governments seriously concerned about reducing rates of chronic disease should also consider ways to regulate production of unhealthy products, along with the ways they are marketed. In the meantime, let us congratulate Denmark on what could be viewed as a revolutionary experiment. Adapted from New Scientist, October 2011.